Good morning, my name is Francesca Milesi and today I present you TMAC, a lab on chip diagnostic test for malaria disease. This is a project started in 2017 and all the experimental activities are performed in PolyFab, the Micro and Nanotechnology Center of the Politecnico di Milano. Malaria is one of the most critical diseases and it's caused by female Anopheles mosquitoes bite that usually happens between dusk and dawn, which injects an immature motile form of the Plasmodium parasite into the human's bloodstream. In the following 30 minutes, it reaches the person's liver, invades the liver cells, and within the following weeks, depending on the Plasmodium type, it evolves in a more mature form. At this point, after the cells ruptures, the parasite is in the bloodstream and defects the red blood cells, so that they further develop into three different forms, including ring, trophozoites, and schizons. This intra-blood loop is associated with some characteristic malaria symptoms, such as fever attacks, sweating, headache, and so on. The parasite feeds on hemoglobin and transforms the hemoglobin into hemozoin, an insoluble biocrystal with particular physical properties such as paramagnetism, and typically it is used as biomarker in the gold standard detection. Finally, we have the gametocytes that circulate in the bloodstream, representing the primary case of the persistence of Plasmodium. The actual techniques for the malaria detection are the gold standard, the optical microscopy examination that asks for an expert operator able to distinguish infected red blood cells in a blood smear using a good microscope. It is used an operator-dependent method requiring approximately 60 minutes and the laboratory setting. Rapid diagnostic test require just 50-30 minutes but are not quantitative and suffer from a large number of false positives and negative results, especially in endemic zones. Tests based on polymerase chain reaction can detect extremely low parasite concentration, but the on-field compatible version known as LAMP is not quantitative, has much higher cost and long operator times, which limit the widespreading of this technology. To fill the need of a compact, low-cost, and easy-to-use diagnostic system, which allows a rapid detection with the same sensitivity of the gold standard, we designed TMAC. The physical concept is that of exploiting the paramagnetic property of malaria-infected red blood cells and hemozoin crystals, which allows a selective magnetophoretic separation driven by a magnetic field gradient. Upon separation, the concentrates at the surface of gold interdigitated measurement electrodes placed in close proximity to the magnetic concentrators, whereas healthy ones sediment under the action of gravity. Then, a change in resistivity proportional to the amount of attracted particles can be detected as an impedance variation by an electronic circuit. So TMAC is a rapid, quantitative, and pan-plasmodic test that just needs a drop of blood with very low sensitivity and no qualified personnel is required. In the considered system, magnetic particles are influenced by forces like the gravitational force, the buoyancy force, the magnetic force, and the fluid drag force. Within the pointing approximation, that magnetic field is uniform under the particle volume, and assuming a constant susceptibility of the particle material, the constant force, the magnetic force, can be written as in the slide, where mu zero is the vacuum permeability constant, Vp is the particle volume, delta Kp is the magnetic susceptibility of the particle with respect to the fluid, and H is the field. In the design detection system, magnetic particles are attracted towards the nickel pillars. Therefore, in order to have positive velocity Vp, the magnetic force has to overcome the sedimentation and the drag force. The resulting values of this minimum required field gradient are here reported. A high field gradient for the halt red blood cells is required because of the quasi-zero delta Q, while treated red blood cells, and especially hemozoin crystals, are more paramagnetic and so easily attracted with respect to any infective red blood cell stage. TMAC exploits a two-levels approach, the combination of two macroscopic external permanent magnets to create a uniform and strong magnetic field able to attract particles on long range. For this scope, they are mechanically clamped with the two faces with the same charge, one facing to the other, only separated by a metal sheath. This arrangement allows the film lines to exit from the metal sheet mainly along the afterplane direction of the chip, and a strong uniform field gradient is then produced. While micrometric nickel concentrator arrays are used in order to obtain a more localized particle concentration. In order to saturate all the nickel spots, an external magnetic field of nearly about 300,000 ampere per meter is required, and since our magnets can produce a field well higher, they are able to saturate the nickel post. The reason why these two combined elements must cooperate simultaneously relies in a specific electronic refinement. In fact, the electronic signal measures a relative impedance variation which is proportional to the ratio between the volume of scattered particles and the total sensing volume of the electrodes. Therefore, having a small concentration area where all the electrodes are localized becomes fundamental to ensure a better sensitivity. Simulations on affected particle trajectories and capture signal amplitude have been studied through COMSEL's platform. What we see in simulated particle trajectories is that we have a confirmation of our interpretation about the physical mechanism under TMAC idea. While in the current signal, which is on the order of the microampere, we see that there is an actual change in current. In fact, it decreases when the magnets are near the chip, while it increases when the magnets are disengaged. Looking at the second figure, that is a typical TMAC signal of an infected blood sample, it is possible to see that there is a full agreement between simulations and experimental curves. On the other hand, in the last figure is presented the typical signal of an healthy patient as confirmation of the absence of the paramagnetic particles. In this case, we can see that there is no exponential dynamics. This slide deals with two important experiments that have been done at Luigi Sacco Hospital in Milan on treated red blood cell samples. Here, the sample preparation protocol suitable for validation test. 8 macroliters of blood are taken and diluted with heparin and PBS in order to have floating RBC. Then, the blood sample is loaded on the cartridge and after placed in contact with the chip, the cartridge is inserted in the measurement reader. In the last slide, we can see the results of the first preclinical validation campaign that have been done in April 2019 on 108 patients that have been done in Cameroon. Two TMAC systems have been installed in the diagnostic laboratory of Hôpital Saint-Luc of Balmayo, and blood samples have been taken by three different hospitals: the Hôpital Saint-Luc of Balmayo, the Hôpital Central of Yaoundé, and the Hôpital Cas of Yaoundé. Only patients with suspect of malaria after a first medical consultation were considered in this study. In the first figure, we see a typical signal of an infected blood sample and the most important parameters to be calculated, the amplitude and the time constants, which can be related to the capture and the release of the particles. The amplitude of the net signal variation is correlated to the corpuscle concentration. The higher the number of attracted particles, the higher the resistance variation, and so the bigger the current signal. Using rapid diagnostic test BioLine in parallel, we evaluated the limits and the performances of the TMAC device, and the key PA numbers are obtained just referring to the 75 venous samples. The sensitivity of TMAC is high with a value of 100%, which is given by the absence of false negatives. This means that the device did not miss any diseased patient. The table, however, indicates the presence of false positives, which lead specificity to 65%. However, TMAC performances improve when capillary blood is taken into account. 10 experiments display sensitivity equal to 100% and specificity as well as equal to 100%. Even though the confidence intervals are very large, this preliminary study indicates that the KPI numbers of the test could improve in case of asynchronous samples and analysis. So, thank you for your attention.